Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Tensions continue to ratchet up on university campuses over Israel's war in Gaza. There have been pro-Palestinian demonstrations at Columbia University in New York. More than a dozen protesters were arrested at the University of Texas at Austin today. And tonight, police have moved in on demonstrators at the University of Southern California. Here's reporter Steve Futterman.
There are around, I'm guessing, 60 or 70 protesters who refuse to leave. They have locked arms, and now they're being arrested one by one. As each protester is called out, they put their arms behind their back, and they are led away by police. They are briefly read their rights. Meanwhile, there are maybe 100 or 200 other protesters a bit outside this park area. They are chanting, "Let them go, let them go." But it's a very peaceful process as the arrests have begun. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman at the University of Southern California campus in Los Angeles.
An Arizona grand jury has indicted 11 Republicans who allegedly submitted documentation falsely claiming former President Donald Trump, not President Biden, won the state's popular vote in 2020. Seven other defendants were also indicted. The indictment appears to mention former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani. It also mentioned a number of unindicted co-conspirators, including a former president of the United States who spread false claims of election fraud following the 2020 election. The action makes Arizona the fourth state where charges have been brought against individuals involved in so-called fake elector schemes. Arizona state lawmakers have overcome a major hurdle in repealing an 1864 abortion ban that was upheld by the state Supreme Court earlier this month. Lawmakers made progress with the bill this morning that would take the ban off the books. In California, meanwhile, lawmakers are moving to open the doors to Arizona abortion providers just in case. Cap Radio's Kate Wolf has more.
The Arizona ban would subject anyone who supplies or administers an abortion to 2 to 5 years in state prison. Legislation proposed in California would give temporary authorization to Arizona doctors to practice in California until December of this year. State Senator Nancy Skinner authored the bill.
I also want to give a shout out to Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, because she had the courage to put out the call to neighboring states to support Arizona doctors and patients. And that's what we are responding to.
Governor Gavin Newsom's office says the bill will be an important stopgap, even if the ban is repealed. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wolf in Sacramento.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close today on Wall Street. The Dow fell 42 points. The Nasdaq was up 16 points. The S&P 500 closed up a point. You're listening to NPR. Even as the U.S. has signed off on a major aid package that includes more than $60 billion in military assistance for Ukraine, it seems the U.S. has already been funneling some weaponry to Ukraine that's being used on the battlefield. U.S. officials say that Ukraine, for the first time this week, began using long-range ballistic missiles, reaching a Russian military airfield in Crimea and Russian troops in another occupied area. The delivery of the longer-range weapons, called the Army Tactical Missile System, was approved by President Biden back in February. Russia, meanwhile, has been continuing to hit Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv. Facebook parent Meta saw its stock drop by double digits today. It comes after quarterly earnings and a forecast for later-than-expected revenue in coming months. NPR's Derek Kerr reports.
Meta stock tumbled by more than 15% after the company predicted lower revenue than what Wall Street had anticipated for Q2. It comes even as Meta reported a rise in revenue and profit for the first 3 months of this year. Meta says the lighter revenue forecast is because it plans to spend more on artificial intelligence. Those investments include data centers, chip designs, and research into this fast-growing technology. Meta has gone all in with AI, working on image-generating software and a partnership with Ray-Ban for smart glasses. It's also adding AI search tools to its Instagram and Facebook apps. Dara Kerr, NPR News.
President Biden has signed legislation that will force TikTok's Chinese parent company to either sell the social media platform or face a nationwide ban. A move sparked by national security concerns, it's likely to face legal challenges. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Macmillan Audio. One of the most thought-provoking books about the Middle East, Thomas L. Friedman's From Beirut to Jerusalem, is now available as an unabridged audiobook featuring a new preface read by the author. Find it wherever audiobooks are sold.